Brothers, we had a good time over there, had a chance to tell some folks about the Brunswick Acton pool table. I told you about it. It's the one that's got the drawer in it.
Yeah.
It's like, Pat, never leave home without your drawers, my friend. Table has two of them, so you can keep all your accessories in your drawers. And two different finishes, of course. You got the espresso and the chestnut.
I go with espresso.
I know, me too. We talked about that. 90th anniversary sale underway now. Jones Brothers. We were there yesterday. It was fun. 309 West Broadway in North Little Rock, right across from Dickie Stevens Park. They're open over 250,000 hours they've been open selling pool tables. They're open 6 days a week, 8:30 to 5:30 today and every Monday through Friday, and then 8 to 5 on Saturday as well if you can't get over there during the work week because you're busy. Making that money so you can afford to buy a pool table, shuffleboard, tennis table, air hockey, foosball, card table, dartboard, or a bistro with a couple of chairs, and I know you're a big fan of that too. So They've got that, and they also ask about the Olhausen deal they've got going. You can get up to $1,000 worth of cool stuff free to go with your pool table. Ask James or Bob or anybody over there. They'll get you straightened out.
Okay.
Keep the service coming, live fan feedback, then a little zone rewind. Kev says, Christmas karaoke request, Justin and Pat and Matty T. 500 Miles by the Proclaimers.
Will you say that again?
500 Miles by the Proclaimers. That would be easy to do, actually.
What?
When I Wake Up. No,
don't sing that song.
You don't want to do that one?
Not on my birthday.
No?
No.
So that's not going to happen. No chance off the list. No way.
Wait, is it his birthday?
No, he wants us to do it for karaoke. It'd be easy.
Oh, yeah. No.
No?
No chance. No.
Can we do something from U2?
What would we do? Would you go like this?
Yeah, like that. Yeah, you just march around the stage. What about something from U2? Because I know you're a big fan.
Not U2.
Why?
Tell me, we already got it. NKOTB. Let's do it.
Okay. If we're going to do a boy band, we're going to do NKOTB. There is no other.
And not,
you know,
2014 NKOTB.
I will point
like a 88 in KOTB.
I will point this out. It's very obvious. We could get blonde wigs. There's three of them. There's three of us. Bob Hansen.
You can be the little drummer.
Obviously.
The little drummer boy.
I think that goes.
I want to be the
saying.
Lead man.
Yeah, of course.
Zach. Is that his name? Zach? No, Zach's
Taylor.
Little kid.
Yeah, Zach's the drummer.
You know.
They don't know who Hansen
kidding.
Is.
I'm pointing the intern. Male intern, Matt. He knows who Hansen is. It's his favorite band.
All right. Okay. We'll work on
that. Thanks for the help today, intern, by the way. Could have used some phone help.
This is Sully's little intern.
I'm sorry. Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
You've seen Sully's little heroes. These are Sully's little interns.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're out of time. Let's go to the
now
rewind.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
You know, I'm a little upset that I didn't get time to get through all my awesome questions for Coach Bieleman because he had to go play the back nine. It's very disappointing.
You ask them to me, and I'll answer them as if I was Coach B.
Okay, fine. Let's do that before we get into the rewind. Matty T, you can keep the music playing, though. Hey, Coach Bieleman, what's the most common thing you guys eat at your house? Like, what's the most common meal served at the Bieleman house?
Oh, well, I don't know. Just whatever the wife wants to whoop up that day.
Don't you do some of the cooking?
Well, I don't know. Just whatever the wife wants to whoop up that day.
Now, you grew up in Prophetsville, Illinois, Coach.
Yeah, what are you, Prophet?
Hog farm.
Hog farm, one click, yeah. Okay. No, all right, I don't really like where this is going.
No, I don't
I'm
either.
Done.
You're going to be...
I'm done.
I would
sounds
love
a bit
came
patronizing.
Here, heard you making fun of him, and then he
I wasn't
beat the hell out of you.
Happy birthday, big fella. You got that? See, now you just took it to the next level.
Oh, I'd love to see
I
beat you.
I was not
up.
Doing that at all, not even close.
Raise your hand if you'd like to see Coach Bieleman beat up Pat on his birthday. Just me?
I already got a broken rib.
Whatever.
I do.
Coach has a bad meniscus. I think it would be a
true.
Fair fight.
That's true.
All right, here we go. Charles Barkley doesn't care about what you think. You know who else he doesn't care about? Donald Sterling. In fact, when it was teased on the show that Donald Sterling was finally going to yammer his stupid old lips to the guy from CNN, Charles Barkley had a very probably predictable response.
Yeah.
You don't have to be from Prophetsville to figure this one out.
See Anderson Cooper's exclusive interview with Donald Sterling starting tomorrow at 6 a.m. on CNN's New Day, and then the full interview on Anderson Cooper 360 tomorrow night, 8 o'clock on CNN.
I'm glad we got to work tomorrow night so we don't have to watch that junk. But we got games tomorrow night.
Charles Barkley clearly not intrigued by the prospects of watching that interview.
You know what's funny, though? It's unfortunate. Nobody wants to hear from Donald Sterling because he's an idiot, obviously. But you want
everybody wants to hear from
him. But you want to hear from him because he's an idiot.
I do, and we're going to. But I'd rather hear more from Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley offended women from San Antonio by saying they're all fat and eat too many churros. It's an exaggeration and a generalization. And I don't really think he means anything by it. In fact, he said just that later on. But he sure as heck ain't going to apologize to anybody.
50. We got a minute. Can I say something?
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Okay.
You know,
I've heard from some complaints from the people of San Antonio.
Why would that be?
Let me just say this. I heard they were talking about us on some stupid show called A Talk the other day. I don't know what that is. I heard that some idiot in San Antonio started a blog. Let me just
What's
say.
What's the blog?
I don't know.
Okay.
Listen, I'm just going to have fun on TV. You know I'm joking. I say San Antonio got a great organization. They got the best point guard. They got the greatest power forward ever. Some of you people don't like my sense of humor. Is what I got to say. Turn off your damn television. I'm not going to change. If you don't like me or the show, turn it off. And they want me to apologize. That's not going to happen.
What
that's
they want not you apologize gonna happen. For?
Me joking about those big old women down in San Antonio. So, listen, y'all can write letters to your mama, your daddy, your uncle. I'm going to have fun on television. You know that I'm joking around, but if y'all waiting on me to apologize, hell going to freeze.
Wait, what are you apologizing for?
There's no big old women down there.
Six years.
Let me tell you, come on.
I think we're out of time.
Come on.
Thankfully.
What do they eat? Churros. Churros on the house.
Oh, boy. Mean. Earlier this week, we thought we had some breaking news. Turned out that Magic Johnson did not have the AIDS, despite what Donald Sterling had to say this week. So instead of going on national television with Anderson Cooper on a huge platform and an opportunity to say, I'm sorry, so sorry, he instead turned the microscope on Magic Johnson, who he thinks should be apologizing for something that came into the public eye approximately 23 years ago.
He acts so holy. I mean, he made love to every girl in every city in America, and he had AIDS. And when he had those AIDS, I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him. I hoped he could live and be well. I didn't criticize him. What kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl, then he catches HIV? And is that someone we want to respect and tell our kids about? I think he should be ashamed of himself. I think he should go into the background. But what does he do for the black people? Doesn't do anything.
That's it?
I'd like to know exactly what does he do? He works with the Dodgers? That's one problem I have. Jews, when they get successful, they will help their people. And some of the African Americans, maybe I'll get in trouble again. They don't want to help anybody.
So let me get this straight. Magic Johnson, what is he? He's like
old?
He serves popcorn at these Dodgers games?
What does he do for the community, though?
I don't know. And when he got the AIDS, these AIDS, not those. And the thing is, too, I was very disappointed to find out that he had had relations with every woman in every city in the entire country.
Christy, you got some explaining to do.
There was no question. My high school girlfriend.
Think of all of them.
All the people that I ever knew. My mother. My sister, I mean...
Your Aunt Rose?
Wait a second.
Okay.
All right. That's a lot of people. I mean, seriously. And what's funny to me about Donald Sterling is, I mean, that's clearly an exaggeration of Magic Johnson's ability to get around. The funny thing is, Wilt Chamberlain's sitting up there in heaven calling, he's like, Magic? Psh, amateur hour.
No kidding. I think that was all a hoax, though.
No, that actually happened. Torrey Hunter had an interesting week. He, after watching his teammate hit a home run, he was the next batter up. He took a fastball to the rib cage. He didn't like it. He took exception to it, and so
94.
He told the pitcher what he thought about it. Next thing you know, both benches clear. I don't think anything erupted from there. Although there was a discussion with an umpire that apparently he's tight with, so it was all good. But here's Torrey Hunter after being beaned following watching his teammate.
That's baseball, and, you know, just adrenaline going, and, you know, once you calm yourself down, you think about the situation, that makes sense. I got kids in college. I can't be doing that. I want all the people out there to get in front of a pitching machine, put it on 94, and just hold your ribs up and take one. See how that turned out for you.
Well, that's what Happy Gilmore did.
Yes, that's right. That's right. He was getting ready.
Where's this kid, Notre Dame now?
So, yeah.
Wide receiver at Notre Dame,
one of them.
Think.
And then Doc Rivers, last but not least, Doc Rivers and Chris Paul back-to-back. It was a tough week for them. They had a tough call. They lost the game. They lost last night. They're out of the playoffs, and not to mention they've had to put up with all this Donald Sterling crap. But Doc Rivers upset about a call they didn't get, including a replay that didn't go their way. And then Chris Paul, after making one flub after another at the end of the game in Game 5, very disappointed, as you might imagine. That will round out our Zone Rewind.
Let's take away the replay system because that's our ball. We win the game. And we got robbed because of that call. And it's clear. Everybody in the arena saw it. That's why everybody was shocked when they said Oklahoma City. That was our ball. Whether it was a foul or not, it was. But they didn't call it. We made our own mistakes. I mean, we turned the ball over. We fouled 3 points. We did a lot of stuff to lose the game ourselves. But at the end of the day, we have a replay system that you're supposed to look at. And I don't want to hear that they didn't have that replay. That's a bunch of crap.
You said on that there was a replay they didn't see?
That's what they were saying. I don't know who was saying it. They were saying we didn't. Come on, they had it in the arena. Of course you saw it. Steve Kerr and them were left over there shaking their head. Everybody saw it.
Probably the toughest thing I've been through basketball-wise. Everything that happened there at the end is on me. You know, the turnover with 17 seconds left. Assuming that they're going to foul is the dumbest play probably I'd have never made. And then to even put it in an official's hand to call a foul on a three, which is bad basketball.
Boy, it sure was. So, Chris, when you made that turnover there, it was inexplicable. That had to feel terrible, huh? And then when you fouled the jump shooter, gave him three free throws, it cost you the game. And then at the end of the game, of course, where you threw the ball away on your way to the basket, I mean, boy. I mean, it was just like a comedy of errors. It was funny.
It really was.
Yeah, I hope you found it as amusing as we did, Chris, because it was really ridiculous. Was
here's a little sad, more Pat actually. Bradley birthday music.
How'd you know?
You know me.
That would be the easiest thing we could do.
No, that's lazy.
That really is. That's pretty hack at this point.
You know what? It actually was just done a couple years ago.
I did it by Ray Tucker.
Yeah, I'm more of an In the Navy guy anyway.
We got to get that
Hello.
In the system.
In the Navy. You? Me? Ma?
I'm done. My business is done, boys and girls.
That's fine. We're going to come back and fill in the blanks, finish it up, see if we screwed anything up, let you know again one more time. Razorback Baseball on the Buzz tonight at 6. Sunday, NBA Eastern Conference Finals begin at 2:30. Pat Bradley will be watching, but not in person.
I'll be in Fayetteville.
Enjoy yourself. Monday's the Buzz Golf Tournament. We are sold out. Pat will be gone. He's going to be playing in Coach Anderson's tournament, one of the 17 being played.
Who's going to be on the show Monday?
Wally Hawley.
Guess who else is out? Matty T is going to be out also.
Yeah, Matty T's going to Nash
Vegas.
Fun
weekend, Matty.
This weekend?
I am. I'm driving out as soon as the show's over.
How many days are you going to be there?
Let's see. I'm doing RJ math right now. Four days, three nights.
Actually, RJ's going to Nashville soon, too. How do you feel about steak?
I like steak.
Will you go to a place called Jimmy Kelly's for me and let me know what you
think? Let me write that down, Jimmy, because so far, the only place I have planned to eat at is Dave and Buster's. So is this a little fancier?
Yeah. There's a Jimmy Kelly's, and if you're over in downtown area, I think it's
called downtown.
I'd be staying. on Broadway, Matty T, right off Broadway by the Bridgestone Arena, there's a steakhouse called The Palm. It's a national chain. There's about 15 of them around the country. Always a spectacular meal. I've never had a bad one. I have not been to the one in Nashville, but if you don't want to go to Jimmy Kelly's, which is over by the Nashville, by the Vanderbilt campus, you can go to The Palm, which may be a bit more convenient to your particular location, but I've never had a bad experience at a Palm restaurant.
Well, I will check both of those out.
Okay, please do. We'll be back in just a moment from Maumelle Country Club. We'll wrap it up. Stay tuned. Get it, I were alive.